War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Just then, another visitor entered the drawing room, Prince Andrew Bolkonski, the little princess's husband. He was a very handsome young man of medium height with firm, clear-cut features. Everything about him, from his weary, bored expression to his quiet, measured step, offered a most striking contrast to his quiet little wife. It was evident that he not only knew everyone in the drawing room, but had found them to be so tiresome that it wearied him to look at or listen to them. And among all these faces that he found so tedious, none seemed to bore him so much as that of his pretty wife. He turned away from her with a grimace that distorted his handsome face, kissed Anna Pavlovna's hand, and screwing up his eyes, scanned the whole company.
"You are off to the war, Prince?" said Anna Pavlovna.
"General Kutuzov," said Bolkonski,
speaking French and stressing the last syllable of the general's name like a Frenchman,
"has been pleased to take me as an aide-de-camp."
"And Lise, your wife?"
"She will go to the country."
"Are you not ashamed to deprive us of your charming wife?"
"André,"
said his wife, addressing her husband in the same coquettish manner in which she spoke to other men,
"the Vicomte has been telling us such a tale about Mademoiselle Georges and Buonaparte."
Prince Andrew screwed up his eyes and turned away. Pierre, who from the moment Prince Andrew entered the room had watched him with glad, affectionate eyes, now came up and took his arm. Before he looked round, Prince Andrew frowned again, expressing his annoyance with whoever was touching his arm. But when he saw Pierre's beaming face, he gave him an unexpectedly kind and pleasant smile.
"There now, so you too are in the great world," said he to Pierre.